Pope Benedict XVI ordained 21 priests from the Diocese of Rome as part of a special celebration to mark Pentecost Sunday and the end of the Easter mystery. Family and friends and curious pilgrims packed into the Basilica of St. Peter's early Sunday morning to witness one of the most moving ceremonies in the church's calendar. Shortly after nine, choirs from Rome seminaries began the Veni Sancti Spiritus, Come Holy Spirit, announcing the mystery of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit descended upon Christ's disciples, thus giving birth to the Church. The 21 deacons took up their place before the altar of St. Peter's, dressed in simple white albs and crossed stole. Fellow deacons, priests and bishops from the Diocese of Rome created a semicircle around them, watching as each of the 21 men went forward to promise respect and obedience to their bishop, the Bishop of Rome, Pope Benedict XVI.
Cari fratelli nell'Episcopato, nel sacerdozio, carissimi ordinandi, cari fratelli e sorelle.
In his homily, the Holy Father spoke directly to the ordinance. He told them of the mission of the Holy Spirit and his role in the apostolic succession, how through the Holy Spirit the vocation to priesthood is passed down from the very first pastors of the Church, the disciples, to the men standing before him. The wind and fire of the Holy Spirit which engulfed the disciples as they gathered together in Jerusalem, he said, is a continuation of the miracle of Mount Sinai, of God making his presence felt among us. Through the Holy Spirit, he creates a bridge of peace and dialogue between heaven and earth.
Il nuovo popolo di Dio, la Chiesa, è un popolo che proviene da tutti i popoli.
Moreover, continued the Pope, the Holy Spirit gifts comprehension. Today's readings tell us how the people of all nations gathered to Jerusalem could understand the disciples in their own tongue. The Holy Spirit overcame the schism of Babel. The Holy Spirit overcomes the confusion in the hearts of men that pits them one against the other, breaking barriers, creating one people in Christ from many. The Church, from its very birth, was Catholic, and this is its deepest essence.
La Chiesa deve sempre nuovamente divenire ciò che essa già è, cioè deve aprire le frontiere fra i popoli.
The Pope then focused his attention on the priestly mission. On Pentecost, he said, we remember how the risen Christ enters the room where the apostles gathered through closed doors and greeting them, he said, as my Father sent me, so I am sending you. Christ, said Pope Benedict, tells his disciples to continue his mission. He gives them the breath of God, the breath of his love, his goodness and truth. Pope Benedict underlined that with ordination to the priesthood, the act of granting God's forgiveness is central to the ministry. It is the greatest treasure of the Church. Forgiveness comes from the cross, the Holy Father reminded the 21 men who stood before him. This grace alone can transform the world or build peace. The risen Christ defeats sin through his passion, his forgiveness. This is how God wins.
Cari ordinandi, in questo modo il messaggio di Pentecoste si rivolge ora direttamente a voi.
My dear ordinance, concluded Pope Benedict, the events of Pentecost speak of you and to you. Christ greets you personally, he told them. Let yourselves ever be renewed in the Eucharist. We must live the dynamism of the Holy Spirit in our daily ministry, he said, a mission to bring God's love and peace and the joy of Christ to those who suffer, those who are in doubt, and even to those who are reluctant to receive it.
Infatti, egli stesso è la pace.
Pope Benedict XVI then proceeded to lay his hands upon each of the 21, raising them to the priesthood. Assisting priests came forward and arranged the stoles of the newly ordained as they are worn by priests, and vested them in chasubles. Thus, all of the 21 proceeded to concelebrate their first Mass in the presence of their bishop, Pope Benedict XVI.
Il Signore benedica il vostro cammino sacerdotale. Amen.